Very difficult. Been here for as long as I can remember, really, as far as my cricket is concerned, and enjoyed every moment of it. I can still sort of remember turning up the first day that I did, and Mark Scott chucking a hell of a lot of balls. It was the day that Tom Moody got 100 against Kent in the one-day game.
Short shrift, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Remember it as if it was yesterday, but it was a very long time ago. And since then, I've enjoyed my time at Worcester. There's no question about that.
Mm. Are you a little bit bitter that you're leaving at this stage of your career?
I think bitter is probably the wrong word. Disappointed, yes, but also excited now. I think I've been through the period of time that that one, when somebody's faced with an end to something, there is an element of disappointment always. But I've been through that. I've gone through that sort of emotion of it all, and now I'm hugely excited about the challenge that is ahead, and really looking forward to it.
Yeah, you're going to go down to Surrey, so it'll be very different from playing for Worcestershire.
In a manner of speaking, I suppose, but essentially the game is still the same. So I suppose I'm excited by the fact that it might well be different. But essentially, I hope to have a good, successful time at Surrey. I think I've got a lot of cricket left in me, and I hope that I can contribute towards success at Surrey.
Were they the only county you spoke to? Did you speak to anybody else?
There were a few, but once Surrey were interested, it was a fairly quick decision and a fairly easy decision for me to make.
Did Worcestershire offer you a contract for next season?
No.
Are you disappointed that they didn't in that sort of a way? I mean, I realise that, you know, it's probably all due to the finances.
I'm sure Worcestershire have got their reasons, and you know, they are at liberty to make those decisions, and you know, the people that are tasked with that role have to sort of weigh up their options and come to a decision that they think is right for the team. I respect that. Of course, it's disappointing, given that I've been a part of this club for 20 years. But these things happen. And now it's just a question of me sort of enjoying the rest of my time here at Worcester. Hopefully having a good run into the end of the season, as far as the team's concerned, personally as well. And then looking ahead to the challenge that lies with Surrey.
You're the sort of person, I mean, people will say, oh, you know, you're going to cruise to the end of the season. You're not the sort of bloke to do that, are you?
Well, I hope people don't say that. Worcester means a great deal to me, and my personal performances mean a great deal to me also. So hopefully I can make some contributions towards the end of the season. Mm.
It is going to be strange, though, not changing in that corner of the dressing room. You know, that's your corner, so it'll be strange fitting into a new dressing room. But you do know people there, of course.
Yeah, I do. But it's just part of life, I suppose. You know, things change, and players leave clubs. Players have left clubs in the past and joined new clubs and made successes of it and been through, I'm sure, the emotions that I am going through at the moment. It's just a question of me dealing with all of that and then moving on. And like I say, hopefully having a successful and exciting time at Surrey.